All right, I have some special guests in the studio with me right now. We're going to be talking about the 4th of July, which, by the way, is happening very soon. I have Marla Tomsky, the manager of the Chamber of Commerce here, and Julie Anderson, who's with Parks and Rec. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, yeah, this weekend is July. It's happening. In case anybody's didn't know that, we're almost to the month of July, which means 4th of July is happening in just days.
Yes, it is upon us.
Yeah, so what's in store? I mean, here in Petersburg, it's not just the 4th of July. There's stuff happening a few days before.
Yep, starting this weekend, the museum is going to be having their 50th anniversary of the museum being in place. So you'll want to go out and check that out on Saturday, July 1st. And then on Sunday, July 2nd, the Community Center is celebration and the Sue Slavin Memorial Barbecue will be happening, and that'll kick off at 3 o'clock. You know, the Community Center Parks and Rec will be opening its doors to everyone. The bounce houses will be up. There will be a dive-in movie. And then Trading Union will be sponsoring the Sue Slavin Memorial Barbecue, so there'll be hot dogs and hamburgers and cake and lots of fun events happening on that Sunday, July 2nd.
And does that cost? Is that free?
It's free of charge. It's okay. Open to the community. And if people wanted to come in and look in and work out, all of our facility will be open so they can come in and use the cardio equipment and the weight room. So it'll be free for everyone.
Okay. All right. So that's Sunday.
Sunday the 2nd.
Sunday the
2nd. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Got it. And then on Monday is the 3rd, and that's kind of a full day of activities.
We have two very full days, 3rd and the 4th. It kicks off with the Scrapfish Derby that will be down at the harbor from 10 to 12:15, and you'll want to check your age category because they'll fish at different times. So the younger kids will fish first, and then the older kids will fish at 11. You'll want to be sure to bring a bucket for all of your catch and a life vest. But Parks and Rec will provide the hand lines to do your fishing and some bait. So you don't need to bring a fishing pole, but bring a life vest and bring a bucket.
Okay. And that's starting the day off on the 3rd.
Yeah, and then directly after the Scrapfish Derby goes into the street games with the Lighthouse Church. It'll be on Main Street. Everything will start up at noon, and they'll start with different sorts of games, and this is for all ages, you know, young children all the way up through adults. They've got some fantastic prizes for each of their events. They've got some wonderful sponsors this year, so they've really brought in, and all of the listed events on the schedule are not everything they have planned. They have some events that they will be inserting here and there when they have time.
Okay, what are some of the games that are listed for? These are street games on Monday.
Right, there's going to be a Jenga challenge, which is actually 2x4 Jenga, so it's full size. They also have the talent competition, which they will hold a tryouts, which is on the 30th, which is on Friday, I believe tomorrow, at the Lighthouse Church. There's tryouts. And for those who progress to the finals, the finals will be at noon at the talent competition on Main Street. So that's kind of nice that we have some entertainment, local entertainment. He's really wanting to push for adults and children alike who have different types of abilities that I'd like to share with everyone, and whether it's musical or I think last year we had a gymnastics. It was great. Just fun to see everyone's talents that they have in town. And then they go into fisherman games, so there'll be some different games that are all fishing related. I don't know all the specifics on them, but the couple of the games he had mentioned just sound like a hoot to be down there and play. Then we've got watermelon eating contest, most patriotic costume, a giant bubble blowing contest. There's also a hoop shoot, which is a chance for $1,000 half court shot. Yeah. Be really interesting to see if we could get anybody who can make that shot. And then the messy barbecue wing eating contest. And I believe we're also doing the hot chili pepper contest again this year. You do have to be 18 years old or older, and you have to sign a release form for that one.
That just makes me laugh. Yeah, well.
It makes my mouth get hot,
I know,
actually.
Even thinking about it. Like, even if you're 18, you could probably cry.
Yes.
There will be a lot of tears. The 3rd of July is just really high energy. Nathan will have music playing on the sound system up and down the street. He'll be calling people out of the crowds to do the games and really rile up some participation. So it's a really fun time. Come out on the 3rd, not just the 4th, and participate.
Yeah, and all the food booths will be going on under the big top as well. So there'll be lots of entertainment. And that's where the stage will be set up, is right in front of Wells Fargo. So all of the festivities will start there. They also have the car show that is going to be further down toward
Trading Union.
Yeah, so you can go, and people who don't want the high energy, they could go and peruse some of the vehicles that we have around town as part of the car and bike show.
Okay. And then there's a barbecue thing happening Monday evening, right?
Yes.
A barbecue contest.
Yes, it's the barbecue contest, the Mattingly Electric Barbecue Contest, and that'll be held in the Elks parking lot. This is going to be very similar to the chili cook-off that they've had that the Ragnarok Rollers have put on, and where we'll get tickets. It's $10 to come in. You get 10 tickets. You go around tasting. We have barbecued ribs. We also have other barbecued meat is a category, and side dishes. Those will be the 3 categories, and we're still looking for participants. If you are interested in participating for the ribs and other meat, you need to come down to Parks and Rec, and we have a promotional code for a grocery store up at the Hammer and Weekon for people who would like to participate. So, and that's something you need to do before Saturday evening when we close, or maybe even Sunday. We will be open on Sunday from 3 to 5 so that we can get you that promotional code. And, so we'll have tasters going around tasting different, hopefully, salads and maybe baked beans and other types of barbecued meat.
Yeah, and lots of great prizes for all categories. So it's not just ribs that win the prize. The side dishes and the other meat category will also win prizes as well.
Yes.
Okay. So that's just the 3rd.
That's just the 3rd.
And it starts early on the 4th.
Yep. So things kick off with the annual run, and that is going to be run by the Children's Center this year, and they'll receive all of the proceeds from all of the race entrants. And it's going to be kicking off downtown, so it'll start and finish downtown in front of Java House. And you can start registering at 7. The race will begin at 8. It's $15 per person or $40 for a family of 6 or more. And as the run is wrapping up, the parade lineup will begin at 10:30 down by Trading Union. No need to pre-register. Just bring your group, bring your float, and line up for the parade at Trading Union. And then the parade will kick off at 11 a.m. I know a lot of people have been asking if it's on the 4th. Yes, it's on the 4th. It's at 11 a.m. And the theme for the floats, if you want to go by the theme, is Independence Day, the Petersburg Way. And there will be 3 categories, Best of Parade, Best Organization, and Best Kids Float. And those will all win prizes.
Before the parade begins, the municipal building is having their dedication, and it starts at 9 a.m., and they're offering free tours of the new municipal building. And looks like tours will be available until 10:45, so just before the parade is going to begin. So if you haven't been in the beautiful new building we have downtown, it's your opportunity to go in and see what it's all about. And then directly after the parade, we jump into the street games. We have
The carnival. Yeah, Main Street Games.
Yeah, the Main Street Games. So KFSK Kids Carnival behind First Bank will be happening at 11:30, and then we go into the pie eating contest at noon. Rexel is actually doing the kids' street games this year, so the 50-yard dash, the bike races, the trike race, water balloon toss, those will all be happening. And then the Ragnarok Rollers will be helping put in the adult games with the 100-yard dash, the egg toss, the stomp, the giant trike race, and the bed races. And Rotary's duck race will start at 2:00. And then we'll go on to the Five Alarm Fire go-kart rides, which are quite a bit of fun and very wet. So last year, I think even some kids were wanting to bring their own rain gear so that they didn't get as soaked.
That's not a bad idea.
It isn't at all.
It's 80 degrees out. Yeah.
Well, maybe we can be hopeful.
Yeah. Well, on the forecast, it actually, the forecast that I just read, it had chance of rain on the 4th of July. Rainy this weekend, but chance of rain. So, you know.
We're hoping it'll hold off. Yeah, rain in the evening time.
Then in the late afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll start the Middle Harbor game. So everyone wants to pile down to the Middle Harbor, and we'll have the herring toss and the blindfold rowboat races. We're bringing back the tote races again this year, and the log roll will be the last one of the day. We've got some great cash prizes and some other fun things to give away with those events as well. So we're very excited with the fireworks starting at 11 p.m. up at the ball field. The only other thing that is coming up is tomorrow is the deadline for the cutest baby contest. Your entries can be taken down to Rexall Drug. They're collecting them there, and that's the deadline so they can get judging completed. So if you've got that cute baby picture, bring it down to Rexall by tomorrow evening, and that way they can judge your babies, and there's some fun prizes for those too.
So that's happening Friday, and then the talent show auditions.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what time that is.
I think it was 7.
7?
7 at the Lighthouse.
Right, at the Lighthouse Church.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Last year we were there, and the kids and adults alike were having a great time performing, so.
All right, wow. So it's, happening soon.
And then everyone has to go to work on Wednesday, so they're going to be exhausted.
Oh, that's all right.
That's okay.
Good memories then. So anything else that you wanted to share?
Well, you know, at the log rolling event, the chamber always announces the winner of the 2 round trip tickets and the $1,000 in cash. And so I just want to encourage everybody, it's only $2 to get your entry in, and you could possibly win a nice little vacation, to go anywhere Alaska Airlines travels. And those tickets are for sale right now at Lee's, Rexall, the Pilot, Visitor Center. Of course, I will have them for sale down at the Chamber booth. We have over 100 prizes that have been donated by the businesses. So generous this town is to just give away for pre-drawing prizes. So if your name is in starting at 10 o'clock on the 3rd, you might win something from Papa Bears, you might win something from Javahoos, and you might also still win the top 3 prizes. So get your tickets, get your name in that drawing, and don't miss out.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping in and filling us in on all of the great details that are going to be happening coming up in Petersburg.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody downtown.
Should be fun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks.